for us on this special first night of yeshiva together. I'd like to begin, actually, with a left field comment, or maybe a piece of recent history, which many of you are probably are aware of. For the Rosh Yeshiva's sake, who probably is unaware of this, I will share the quick happening that took place not too long ago. There is a reggae singer, rap star called Matisyo. Matisyo is a Jewish reggae singer. Everyone in this room probably has heard of him. Okay? And he was invited to a very big reggae festival in Spain, a Spanish festival, to sing and perform. Okay, no problem. Let him come and sing, as we all know. And there's a very, very anti-Israeli, pro-Palestinian, anti-Zionistic group called BDS, who was very, very opposed to him coming. Because how could a Jew who believes in the state of Israel and doesn't believe in Palestine, how could he come and perform at such an event? That, after all, there's a big following of BDS that was behind this festival. And so they decided they were going to ban him from coming to perform unless he would sign on that he is pro-Palestine. And unfortunately, right now where he is, in terms of his Yiddishkeit, he's not yet in the full fold of Yiddishkeit, unfortunately, in the sense he's not, unfortunately, practicing Yiddishkeit the way he hopefully will one day return to what he was before. But he refused. He said, no way. I'm not signing on a pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel document. And that was the end of it. Until they said, you know, we got to have him back. People petitioned, and they invited him back, and he went, and he still performed at the Spanish festival this past week. Why am I sharing this with you? What does that have to do with us? What can we learn from what happened? Just hold on for a few minutes, and we'll try to come back and explain why this is very relevant to each and every one of us. I was thinking about how to greet you, and which chazal would come to mind that would be the chazal that maybe would sum up my feelings and my excitement that we all have now for this coming year. What came to mind is the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos teaches us that there are four kinds of arba midos beholchei beis hamedrash. There are four kinds of people that come to go learn in the beis hamedrash. Holchei, they come. And the Mishnah describes the four different kinds. I don't have time to go through all of them. But the Mishnah teaches us, there are those that come, ve'ena osa. They come to the beis hamedrash, they don't do anything. They come and they chill. They come and they sit. They come and they schmooze. And the Mishnah says, you know what, they came though. At least they have schar halicha, at least they made the effort. They got out of bed in the morning, they came to the Medrash. That's good, that's holchei beis hamedrash. The Mishnah then says there's some that are osim v'in holchim. They'll sit in their room, they'll stay home, they'll learn, but they won't make the effort to come to the Medrash. The Mishnah says they get the reward for learning, but not for actually coming. Then the Mishnah says, the third category, so I'm going to stop with this one. The Mishnah says, and the ultimate is, Holech v'ose. The Mishnah says the one who comes to the Beis Medrash and actually does, the Mishnah calls him a chassid. He's a righteous, he's a pious person. Everyone in this room, all the students in this room, all the Talmidim in this room, got on a plane within the past couple of days and said, okay, I am going to be a Holech Beis Medrash. I'm coming. I'm coming to Eretz Yisrael. I'm coming to a yeshiva to learn Torah for the year. And you deserve a great amount of praise. And it's incredible you did that. And many of your friends, I'm sure, in this one, did not come to Eretz Yisrael for the year. It's wonderful. But now we're here. And what's our responsibility? What's our job? So our job is to not just be holchei beis hamedrash, not just people that come to the beis hamedrash, but actually be oseh, to do something. Do something meaningful. You have 1 year. Hopefully, you shall be granted more than 1 year. You'll have more than 1 year. But everybody in this year has at least 1 year to do something with. This is your blank page. This is your opportunity of a lifetime to do something with. So what kind of osa are we going to do? I want to share you just very quickly a very quick anecdote that I heard many years ago. It stuck with me. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, one of the great, great giants of Yerushalayim, great, great tzaddikim, poskim of our generation, was once asked by his grandson how he became such a great giant. What was the recipe? What was the secret? What did he do to become such a great gadol? And he was expecting some great tip, like some unbelievable segula, some unbelievable, incredible thing that his grandfather would tell him. And Shlomo Zalman turned to his grandson and said, my dear grandson, here's the trick. Here's the tip. This is what you have to do. He said, eat when you're supposed to eat. Sleep when you're supposed to sleep, and learn when you're supposed to learn. That's the whole recipe. That's all you have to do. Sounds easy, right? Eat when you're supposed to eat, sleep when you're supposed to sleep, and learn when you're supposed to learn. Don't try to do things a little bit crooked or out of order. Once in a while we'll have hopefully some exciting, unusual programs in the yeshiva that will take things a little bit out of order. But in general, we're here to be osin, to do, to accomplish. Yeshiva has, for all of us, a great schedule planned for you. A lot of effort has been put into the schedule, to the shiur, and to everything. All we have to do is do. All we have to do is be people that are osin, that try our best to accomplish, to make the most out of what we have. Just one closing comment before Matisyahu. You may think to yourself, okay, fine, this is a nice guy. He says, gets up here and says, okay, come to Israel and do something. But you know what? There's got to be a price tag. It's going to cost me. I'm going to lose out. All my friends came to Eretz Yisrael. They're going to have a great time. They're going to party on. And me, I'm going to be like Osa in the Beis Medrash. I'll be like the loser of the crew, of the chevra. Is it worth it? I'll tell you the following. One more little anecdote from, not anecdote, one more small quote from Pirkei Avos. The Brayis in the last parak says, Kachi Darka Shel Torah. This is the way of the Torah. And it tells us not the easiest recipe, actually. Pas b'melach tochal. Take some bread, dry bread, and a little salt. Eat that. That's not how we do it in Torah Shaga. Don't worry. Halavai, every supper was as good as the first supper and the last supper. It's not exactly as good as this, but it's all good anyway. Have a little bit of water, a little dirty water, says the Mishnah. Sleep on the floor. Live a life of pain. And learn Torah. And then if you do that, says the Mishnah, Mata Osekein, Ashrecha Ba'olam Hazeh, it'll be good for you in this world, the Tolach Olam Haba, and it'll be good for you in the world to come. And many ask and explain the following. That's how it's good for me in this world? To sleep on the floor and eat some dry, crusty bread, and to live a life of pain? Doesn't sound so appealing, so exciting. And they explain the following beautiful pshat. There's one clause. And that clause, the Mishnah says, is Imata Osekein. Got to try it. Give it a shot. If you do it, you'll see it works. I'm not going to embarrass any Shanabet guy in this room. But there are many, many wonderful representatives of Shanabet in this room. Some of my students and many other Rabbeim students in this room. They came to the yeshiva last year exactly like the Shanalov boys this year. Exactly like yourselves. And they are, thank God, our pride and joy, wonderful budding B'nai Torah. And the reason that happened is because they were people that were Osekein, Imata Osekein. They gave it a shot. They tried. Maybe something is here for me. They didn't just come and say, okay, I'm here. The year's going to just go by. No, they decided to take upon themselves to do something meaningful with their year, to make the year a year of Osekein. Try it. Imata Osekein, if we give it a real shot, we'll see that we're not giving anything up. We'll see that the year is going to be so pleasant, so enjoyable. The life in yeshiva is Gan Eden. Dave mentioned his first year in Israel. I'll mention just one second. My first year in Eretz Yisrael, I went to a yeshiva called Keren B'Yavne. There were telephones in the yeshiva. It was a few years after they went to yeshiva. They had asimones then also a little bit. But I'll tell you, I got to the yeshiva and I almost started to cry. It smelled like cows. Terribly. And I was a cushy, cozy kid from Jersey that was comfortable in my zone with my air condition, and it was hot. Hot as anything. And it was hot, and it smelled like cows, and I was like, oh my gosh, how am I going to get through this day? Forget about this year. The month, it seemed like an eternity. And then I got into learning also a little bit, Baruch Hashem, and I was like, whoa, where did you go? It was so incredible. I closed with Matisyahu. Matisyahu went to the concert. I'm not sure if it was open. I didn't watch the concert. I asked Mechila, but I did see the caption. Matisyahu got up on stage in front of many, many flags, waving Palestinian flags in his face, and sang one of his big songs, "Jerusalem, if I forget you," or in Hebrew we'd say, "Imeshech Yerushalayim tishkachi mini." In their face, he got up with a lot of courage, it took a lot. A lot of chutzpah, if you will, to get up and do that. But he got up and sang, "Jerusalem, if I forget you." In his own way, by doing so, he was a holeich v'oseh. He went and did something meaningful. My bracha to each and every one of us in this room is that whereas until now we've now become, we're holchem, we're here. We made the effort to come. We should be zocha, each one of us, in our own special way, to be osim, to accomplish, to make this year the most incredible, meaningful, wonderful year of our lives. Thank you very much. Amen.
There is a word concerning about